mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
I'd like you all to meet Tom. Tom Selleck. He's my mustache.
Oh, it's time for America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz game, Mustache.
Not a mustache.
What is this? What? I am Vince Murata, your guest host this week. Here's the way the game works. I will be playing an audio clip from a television show, a movie, a press conference, or a song for Sarah Cazell and Jarrett Carlin as they go head to head. They have to identify the person in the clip and whether or not that person is sporting a mustache, meaning there's 2 points possible for every clue with a possible score of 10. If we need to, we'll go to a tiebreaker, which has already been formulated.
Wow.
To determine this week's winner.
And whoa, I know, this is a different version.
Look, I know both of you are very, very new to this game. You haven't played it before. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do?
This is going to be interesting because I'm not sure how I'm going to do with this.
Every
week, keeping in the tradition, we have a theme with the Suns taking on the T-Wolves in the NBA playoffs. This week's theme is Feeling Minnesota.
Ooh.
All of the clues you will hear will mention the state itself, a subject related to the state, or be delivered by someone tied to Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes.
Wow.
Are we ready to go?
Yes.
Oh,
all right.
I have to preface this. My performance may be impacted because I haven't had leavened bread in 15 hours.
All right. You're already starting with
excuses.
Already making excuses.
They were too physical for us.
Kurt Schilling World Series deal. I don't know.
Who should we?
Sarah will go first.
You're already in his head, Vinny. You are in Jarrett's head already.
All right, Sarah, you ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here's your first audio clip.
I was born and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know, it's a basic lifestyle, nothing too extravagant. Started playing ball when I was about 7 years old in the park. You know, I just had a fun childhood.
Oh, no. I'm so embarrassed. I don't know who that is.
Do you want to hear it again?
Sure.
I was born and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know, it's a basic lifestyle, nothing too extravagant. Started playing ball when I was about 7 years old in the park. You know, I just had a fun childhood.
Damn, I really don't know who that is.
All right.
I know this isn't it, but Cat Mustache?
The mustache part is correct. You get a point there. That was Larry Fitzgerald.
No!
Larry Fitzgerald.
Woof, I'm sorry, Larry. Yes. Really? Wow, that's not where I was going at all.
All right, so the door's open for
one
Jarrett
zip,
to take
Sarah.
The lead. 1-0, Sarah. Jarrett, your first clue.
Will you help me?
Nope.
Obviously, we're looking for the male voice here.
Pardon me?
Nope. Want to know why?
Nope.
Because you wouldn't pass the initiation.
What initiation?
Well, for starters, you have to purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
What?
You have to purify yourself in Lake Minnetonka.
All right, what do you got, Jarrett?
Well, that must have been from Purple Rain. Was that Prince with a mustache?
Prince with a mustache. Very well done.
Well done.
Thank you.
Not a lot of confidence in that answer, but well done, Jarrett.
I've never seen that movie, but I
know. Yeah, he hasn't had his leavened bread. That's right.
I'll say this before we move on. Adolescent Vince Murata, that was my favorite scene in movie history.
Really?
That was quite exciting.
I'm not going to explain why.
More than the, who was it, Phoebe Cates with the red bikini?
Oh, yeah, I had a thing for Apollonia. All right, 2-1, Jarrett, after one clue. Back to Sarah. You ready, Sarah?
No, apparently not.
All right, here we go.
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Looking for the second voice.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Golfers! You're Greek, not golfers! The little brown furry rodents!
We can do that.
Why?
We don't even have to have a reason.
Well, do it, man!
All right, let's do the same thing, but with golfers.
Rush!
The second voice.
You know I've never seen this movie.
But you've heard it quoted a lot.
Your voices.
So not
I can't even name an actor besides Bill Murray in that movie.
Bill Murray is correct.
Wonderful. No mustache.
And in that scene, he does not have a mustache.
Oh, look at that.
A little bit of a shadow, but you pulled it out.
Look at that.
Wow.
3 points for Sarah. 3-2. Back to Jarrett for clue number two.
Well, I have feelings, too. I think it's easy for me to leave, knowing the minute I walk out that door, it's not my office anymore. We've had some great times in here.
Great times. Best I ever had.
Were for the fact that we're going to the pros, I can't think of a single other thing that would make me want to leave Minnesota State.
That was Craig T. Nelson, I suppose, from Coach, not a mustache.
Not a mustache.
The University of Arizona alum.
University of Arizona alum, Craig T. Nelson. Jarrett, throwing a perfect game, 4-3 right now. Back to you, Sarah, okay, for this clue.
Minnesota theme.
I'm gonna take you so far. Out past the Saturn rings and into my heart. I wanna drive you wild, wild, wild. I wanna love you for miles and miles.
Is that John Legend?
That is John Legend.
I've never heard that song, and mustache.
Yes.
Well, that was, well, I wouldn't have got that one.
Of course, Wild,
of
Wild,
course.
Wild.
Just like
their hockey team.
Gophers with earlier.
Okay,
the Golden Gophers.
Yes. Jarrett, back to you for round three.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Play a song for me in the jingle jangle morning. I'll come following you.
Potentially tricky, but as that is one of his earlier songs, I will say Bob Dylan, Not a Mustache.
Bob Dylan, Not a Mustache is correct. Jarrett, up 6-5.
Wow, okay.
Back to you, Sarah Cazell.
Vincent. Dearest Vincent, I know you don't know who I am, but believe me, I came halfway across the world.
Whoa. I got another 6 hours to pay the money back. And tell the Klain brothers that harassing a man who's already in the slammer is beneath even them, all right?
Looking for this voice.
I don't know any Klain brothers. I'm your brother, Julius.
Huh? Come again?
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
The twins.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
No mustache.
Correct.
See, it's not so easy to find clips with just one voice in it. You guys always give me
it is
hell when I have to say, oh, it's the first voice, the second voice.
It is.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Sarah back in front, 7-6. Back to you, Jarrett. Your round four clue.
We back with the Strength Talk Wireless Wheel. Hey, Larry, go ahead, spin it. Let's see what we got. See what we come up with. Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-oh. Might have a... See, I never know where it's going to go. Okay, here we go. Condolite. Name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player. Let me see this.
Let me just play the last part again for you.
Okay, here we go. Condolite. Name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player. Let me see this.
I'll give you a hint here. The word that he couldn't say was equivalent.
The NFL equivalent of each NBA player.
Yes.
I don't know. Mustache.
That is incorrect on both fronts.
Uh-oh.
Not a mustache. That was Kevin Garnett. A clip that went viral
that.
A few
yeah,
years
just
ago.
Just famous Minnesota athletes. But all right. Very good.
It's 8-7 with one clue remaining for each of you. Sarah, here is...
Here we go.
Your clue.
Stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota.
This is tough. I know it's tough. I didn't know what your knowledge level of hip-hop was, so...
Apparently low.
Okay. Yeah.
Is this a recent song?
Relatively recent, in the last 7 years.
So it's 7 years old.
Okay.
I apologize.
No, that's okay.
This is a tough one.
I will just throw out, is it DaBaby?
No.
Okay.
But, good guess.
Does this person have a mustache?
But you have to tell
That's
him
what
that.
I'm asking.
Yeah. Yes, does this? Yes, this person has a mustache.
No. Lil Yachty.
Oh, Vince!
Not a mustache.
Lil Yachty.
That was definitely a, I think you can do this kind of clue.
Yeah.
Lil Yachty.
When the tables are turned, you really see what this
Lil Yachty.
This all MC right. of this
real
game
quick,
show really
Jared for the win.
Attention all Viking Quest fans. I'm here to alert you to a tremendous injustice that is being perpetrated against your beloved Tara.
All right, that is Kevin Dillon, Matt Dillon's brother, from Entourage.
Yes.
With a goatee mustache.
Yes. Well done,
Ferret.
Thank you.
You were very, very unsettled at the start. You got some momentum.
I apologize for that last clue.
You Ferret. Should. I, that was wrong.
No, that happened something. There is no apologizing. On mustache, not a mustache, okay?